What's up, Titans fans? Welcome to another episode of the Post Route. I think this is episode 7, I believe, and we got a new guy coming in with us, Jonathan Kuzma.
Yeah, it's good to be here. It took a while to get all the negotiations together and everything, but we agreed on a price, and I'm here on the Post Route.
What's up, good. Chris?
What's up, guys? Coming at you with a trio this week.
Yeah, trio. It's going to be a trio from now on, so we'll start like that. We got a couple housekeeping things to start out with. First thing is we need to talk about reviews. We need iTunes reviews. We need Twitter follows. You can check out our website. What is the exact?
Thepostroute.squarespace.com. If you go to our Facebook account, you can get to the website there pretty easy. And from the website, you can go to any platform that you need, Google Play, iTunes. We need those iTunes reviews especially.
Twitter, Stitcher.
Oh, yeah, iTunes for sure. And you took down the bio section. You said it's not working, correct?
Yeah, the bio section's up.
With the pictures.
We're going to have some pictures up soon.
Yeah, so we'll have pictures and stuff ready. You can go check us out on there. Clicks, Facebook. We're doing good on Facebook. I mean, we had 600 clicks on one of our last posts, so keep doing that. And, the iTunes reviews are the biggest thing. Now you can search Tennessee Titans. And we are actually the second podcast on there. So just click that, give us a listen, give us a review, and that'll help us out a whole lot.
Because iTunes reviews don't really take that long at all. It seems like you'd have to do something major, but if you go to reviews, write a review, put a little nickname in, it's real simple, actually. It only takes about 20 seconds to do an iTunes review. So
5 stars.
We prefer the 5 stars, yeah. So, just do that for us. That'll help us out a lot. And we'll jump right into, we actually got some fan questions this week. I think we ended up with 3 total. The first one came from our website, Jake E. I don't know, he didn't give us a last name, email, surfer dude.
Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
When you go to ask a question on there, there's a little link at the top. It says ask us something. You click that, fill out an easy little form. You know, it's just got your email account and the question. And you send that to us and we'll, get you on the next episode.
Yeah, we're mentioning your name if you give it to us. We're mentioning your Twitter handle, anything like that. So give us that, and we'll answer all your questions. Our first question was, Jeremy Maclin got released over the weekend. Do you think we should sign him? What do y'all think?
I don't think we should sign him. Really, I don't think we will either. With drafting 2 receivers, if we didn't draft a receiver in the first round, I could maybe see us going after somebody like Maclin, but I don't necessarily see us. It doesn't seem like we're in a position. We want to stay with the young receivers to
me. He's kind of a guy, I think, that he's going to want a little more money than what we would sign for, like, a veteran minimum. If he was, like, kind of falling off a little bit, I think we might be able to get him just kind of like an Andre Johnson deal. But I think he's still kind of in the prime of his career. He's going to want $8 or $9 million, and we just don't need a pair of receivers.
Is he not getting some money, though, from the Chiefs, like the dead money type stuff?
Oh, you mean the guaranteed he had? Money, yeah.
I'm sure he will, but, I mean, he's still going to want a pretty good size.
Yeah, he struggled last year kind of, but the 2 years before that, he had good years. Right. He had 1,000 yards, I think, the last 2 years before, having like 600 last year. I forgot. I looked at his stats. I just think we're going like young receiver. We're pretty young offense. I just don't see us going after Maclin. But I mean, you never know. But I don't see it at this point. With the guys we brought in, the guys we got.
Right.
Well, also, our receiving corps is already kind of crowded anyway. I mean, we're gonna have some guys that were on the team last year that may get cut this year. So another one in. I mean, it's just another person to feed.
Yeah.
Like you said, we got those rookie guys. We're going to try to get them the ball.
Tajay Sharp, second-year player. Matthews is kind of in his prime. He's a guy that's in his prime. I don't see us bringing in Maclin, but, it wouldn't be like a terrible get, but I don't see that happening.
It's for sure. It's the receiving corps is for sure a little crowded right now.
Yeah.
With talent, though, that's good. The second question, two of the questions were kind of the same. One from Shoot for Eagle Tim. That's on Twitter. That's his Twitter handle. Give him a follow. And then the other one from TJ Shockley on Facebook. They both asked about Mariota. Will he be ready for training camp and for the preseason? I personally think everything I've read is saying that he is getting close to being 100% healthy. So I would think that he would. I think Chris had another opinion.
I've just seen conflicting reports out there. I've seen that he's doubtful to start the season against the Raiders, which I thought was kind of outlandish. And then that same report a few days later said that he was questionable. So
it's I guarantee almost he plays the first game. I'm serious. He's going to play the first game. They might hold him out of preseason, but he'll play. He's close to me. He can move around and throw now. And the regular season doesn't start for what, almost 3 months?
Do you think they'll limit him in preseason even more so than they normally would?
Maybe because everybody's so scared. Everybody does stuff so scared all the time. But I think Merritt will be fine, ready to roll. I don't think he'll play at least one preseason game. You would think they'll play him in one. I'll be shocked. If Merritt didn't play in the first game, there must be a setback or something.
Right. But all the signs right now, I think, and he's participating in OTAs. I think he's going to play. I don't think there's any doubt about that. So that's the answer to you guys' question. Next thing is OTAs. The second week was this week. There's a couple of things. There were six things that stood out. I read a bunch of different reports from PK put out one, Jim White put out one. A couple of things that I took from them is Castle is out for 6 weeks with a thumb injury. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to require surgery. Mariota, he's progressing nicely. We just talked about that. He's moving good. He's almost at full speed. I think he's going to, like I said, I think he's going to play. Another thing, Jonnu Smith, he had a very, very good practice. Well, OTA this week, he was making catches all over the place. He was blocking good, however good you can block in OTAs. He seems like he's going to be a pretty good guy for us.
Yeah, well, will he be the backup? I mean, I'm assuming.
Philip Supernaw and Jay Samaro.
Some more of the blocker type guys, you know. And
some red zone stuff too.
Yeah, probably. I really want to see what Smith can do. So that'll be
interesting. Derrick Henry has been apparently crazy impressive. He's showing lateral quickness even more so than last year. He's built in shape. A lot of people were worried because of that one little report where he didn't show up for the voluntary workouts. He worked that out. He came in and looks like a stud.
Yeah, I really want to see him carry the ball more this year. Really, I think Murray's really good, and Murray can catch the ball in the backfield. But I really want to see Henry get the chance to run the ball more.
Oh man, he averaged like 5 yards a carry. Like every time.
Yeah, I was impressed with Henry last year.
He was. A couple other ones. Taywan Taylor is shining. He's playing really good. All the reports are just, they're just ranting and raving about him. Everybody is. He's doing great. Corey Davis is still limited, but apparently they can quote-unquote turn him loose pretty soon in the near future. Probably this week he'll get some full reps. Nate Palmer, he's a special teams guy for us. Apparently he's lighter and faster, and he's been around the football a lot. He might play a little more in special teams this year. They said he's looking like he's going to compete for some playing time in the middle linebacker spot. And J.M. Brown, it's a guy that we drafted, fifth-round pick out of UCLA. Mm-hmm. He is looking really, really fast. He's following Wesley Woodyard around everywhere. Dick LeBeau said you can tell that he's been studying the book, studying the playbook. So, he looks like a guy that's going to – might make a difference on the team.
So, you basically think we're ready for the Super Bowl
right
now? Everybody looks awesome. Great. Everything looks awesome. I hope so, though. I'm excited for the year. And like I said, it's about 3 months away, and I'm super pumped for football this year.
With Matt Castle being out for six weeks, do you think any of these other quarterbacks could press for the backup job? Tanny and then the undrafted guy?
Man, I personally don't think so.
Yeah, I don't either. If any of those guys play,
we're going to get a good pick. I think if Matt Castle plays.
Yeah, we're going to get a good pick if Castle plays too much, or if Tanny maybe we could just make everybody happy and bring in Kaepernick,
exactly.
And get a lot of attention. Obviously, I doubt that will ever happen. But, I'm not that impressed with any of the backup quarterbacks, personally. They're okay. But, there's nobody I feel like when we had Fitzpatrick or Kerry Collins, guys like that were, like, top flight backup quarterbacks that you feel good about. If we have to go with Castle a lot, like I say, we're going to get a good pick,
Castle, I don't think he's going to win us a bunch of games. Oh, hopefully it doesn't come to that.
Right, for sure.
That'll dive us into the Mariota discussion. We got to hope he stays healthy this year, obviously. He looks to be a I mean, pretty good quarterback. He's developing nicely. In his second year, he improved from his first year.
Yep, for sure.
So,
well, yeah, well, today we're going to break down Mariota, kind of how he stacks up against the 31 other starting quarterbacks in the league. We also are going to kind of put them into little groups, kind of where they are compared with one another.
Because, of course, we always want to talk the Titans, and it's going to really come back to Mariota. But it's the offseason right now, and the only thing going on is the OTA. So right. We're talking about a lot of stuff that kind of gets you ready for the season, like where Mariota ranks in quarterbacks. Not exact ranking, but the ballpark Mariota's in.
What we think. Yeah,
yeah, to what we think. To me is, you know, that'll be an interesting debate. And also, it kind of somewhat ranks all the quarterbacks also, even though that's not really the reason of the exercise. It's really just to see where Mariota ranks. But to do that, you have to kind of look at what everybody else ranks. And
right.
That's obviously a really interesting debate, you know, especially for the offseason. Because when the season starts, it's just current event, current event, current event, current event. There's nothing else, you know.
Right, right.
So right now, you can get into stuff like this, you know, if you want to talk, obviously, the Titans. Because Mariota is the biggest topic.
Right, yeah. I totally agree with that. And it's not it's personal opinion. And we also got some stats in here also. So it's not just like us throwing it out there. We got some kind of stats to back up stuff that we say. But it's almost, I mean, it's personal opinion too, yes. Who we like.
It's a gut feeling. You have some equity you've built up in previous seasons, plus your stats, plus your arc of your career. And like I say, it's who you like sometimes.
Right.
You know, who you like as a player and not as a person, you know.
So what guys do you think is going to be kind of at the, I feel bad saying the bottom, so we can start at the top. We can go, who's the elite guys in the league? Who's above?
Well, I mean, Tom Brady.
You can't argue.
Let me think about Tom Brady guy. Yeah, really? I'll put him in the elite category.
Well, right, we can put him in the elite, but then really, he kind of deserves really he his does. Own little
It's just, if
tier.
You do it, yeah, if you do it that way, it just takes so long to go through all the quarterbacks. Well, for but sure. You're right. There's tiers inside tiers, you know, at times in some of these rankings. But Brady makes everybody's list, you know?
You know, the GOAT.
He has
to. I mean,
he's tough, man.
This has nothing to do with him, but the Madden cover says the GOAT edition with Tom Brady on the front. I mean,
coming off a Super Bowl win and 28 touchdowns, two interceptions is going to be
ridiculous.
And I hate him. So
didn't he play? He only played four. I mean, he missed the first four games
and threw 28-2. Yeah.
I mean, that's
3,500 yards, and Pro Football Focus having the number one quarterback in the league. So I mean,
yeah. I mean, it's he's good.
he's good, yeah. He's okay.
He's all right.
LeBron's all right.
Another guy I'd throw up there, me personally, Matt Ryan. I think he kind of showed himself last year.
Got to put Ryan up there.
Yeah, he had.
You definitely got to put him up there. You'll be kind of waiting to see if he can do it again.
Yeah, of course. But his arc was going up. He's got Julio Jones. Unless Jones gets hurt, you know he's going to be finding Jones a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got, you know, the receiving corps strong. I expect Ryan, you never know if he'll duplicate it. At least he led the league in, you know, QB rating, was second Pro Football Focus. So his arc of his career seems to be at the peak pinnacle of his career. So, I mean, you know.
And then another quarterback. Y'all got another one y'all want to throw up there?
Yeah, I'm going to say a guy named Aaron Rodgers. I'm probably going to put him in the elite group,
too. He's pretty good.
He's decent. He threw 40 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. It's kind of like, do you even have any problem with Rodgers?
No, I mean, he's up there for sure.
You do see the kind of knock on him, though, is that he's hard to play with. But that's more of a off-the-field type
thing. And that's more of like the Bachelor and you know, his brother and his face got some family. They said it's had some issues there. And, yeah, you get the feeling he's a little smug.
Yeah.
But he can play, man. He can move in the pocket and know when.
But he's also.
Well, he's had some former teammates that kind of say they rub him the wrong way. And
yeah, he's a little smug.
He's passive aggressive.
But he's pretty funny, though, to me. I mean, that was like a little.
But you got to put him elite, you know.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just, I mean, it sounds like we're going down the Pro Football Focus rankings, but he's ranked third and he's got a 104 QB rating, 40-7. When you throw 40 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. That's, you know, that's pretty strong.
That's pretty solid to me.
Am I throwing out too many stats?
No, not at all. Stats are, I mean,
but that's not the only reason I ranked the quarterbacks. I knew we'd all three have those three guys. I mean, Brady and Rodgers is obvious. Ryan's pretty obvious for everybody.
Right, but one that Pro Football Focus didn't have in the top five that I've gotten there is Drew Brees.
Yeah, I do too.
Yep.
And, I mean, it's more like you said, kind of what he's done.
His track record is.
Yeah, and he still had over 100 QB rating, but it wasn't quite his, like, most banner year. But he's still, you know, I got to put him in there for all the years he's had. He's won a Super Bowl. Of course, it's been a few years, but he's just consistently put up like high level seasons.
Oh yeah,
he might be at the end of his run of an elite quarterback though. So this year, I gotta throw him in there though, and that's the only four I have personally.
Yeah,
I threw one more in there.
I had two more, but we'll talk about yours.
Yeah, later. Let's talk about
them. Well, mine's I threw Andrew Luck in there, and I was tempted not to. I was tempted to knock him down to the great is what I've got the next tier. But I mean, if the more I looked at his numbers, the more I just said he's probably elite.
He's close. I think he's close. I put him in the second group. I put him in the second group.
Had him in the second.
He was hurt 2 years ago. He's as good as he's been. He was so hyped. I mean, out of like college, and he's done very good. But he hadn't hit the elite level yet. But he's right on the doorstep either way. So it easily could be. I can definitely see why you put him in there.
And I gave him some bonus points for leading. I mean,
you're not getting any fans for this. Ranking right here, Chris.
Yeah, but you gotta call it like you said.
Oh yeah, no.
I mean, He
had a strong year. I mean, and like I said, he didn't, his teammates, he's not on the best team.
Right.
I mean,
that's what I was going
to
say.
That's why it's hard to put him there.
It's a tough call because the Colts don't overly impress me as an overall team. So, I mean,
they had a really bad offensive line last year.
Yes, like, I mean, he didn't have a lot of help. Well, he's T.Y. Hilton, and that's it, basically.
He's pretty well always had a terrible offensive
line. Dante Moncrief or whatever.
Yeah, and I mean, who's back there running the football for him? A 99-year-old running back. I mean,
yeah, he is old.
I mean, how old is Frank Gore?
Frank Gore's still alive.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Gore was good in, the 90s. But, Gore's good. You're right. I mean, that's what I'm saying. He doesn't have much around him, so I can see why you put Luck in there.
A guy I had in there that I guess neither one of y'all had in there was Ben Roethlisberger.
I got him in the second round. I love Ben, though. I think Roethlisberger's really good. His numbers.
He's tough, man.
He is. Count him in big games. But Roethlisberger did not have his most banner year.
Yeah,
the thing Roethlisberger's got going, he's really probably got the best to me. Receiver, running back, quarterback. But, receiver, tandem. Running back, tandem in the league for, like, number one running back, number one receiver. So, he's got a lot of help. But Ben's super tough.
Man,
and he's won big games in Super Bowls.
That's why I
had him in the second group, but I like Roethlisberger
a lot. It's hard to...
I was tempted to put him up in there. The only reason why I didn't is because, you get that elite group getting a little bit too big.
Once you get
over four or five guys,
A lot of these are really close. So,
So,
is that all the people you had in the elite?
Well, I got one. Nobody agrees with. I don't know if any of you guys agree with it. I personally like Russell Wilson a lot. I like him a whole lot.
I like him.
He's won big games. Mm-hmm. He runs around and makes plays. He's kind of a guy that I hope Marcus Mariota can kind of be like almost. I mean,
He won't be, though.
He won't.
But I just mean stylistically, not saying quality. Russell Wilson's a natural mover.
Yeah.
When pressure, he feels it. He's like Mariota, to me, honestly, doesn't have that quality necessarily.
Yeah.
But Russell Wilson can feel the pressure, and he does a great job. He's like Aaron Rodgers in a lot of ways. He moves around.
A knock on him is that he's a little short.
Yeah, he's short.
He's 5'10 or something like that. I mean, he's a shorter guy.
Struggles in the pocket, maybe some people would say a little bit at times. He wants to get out of the pocket every time.
But I feel like every time I look up, I watch Red Zone every week. I flip it between commercials, I flip over, and after the Titans game, I watch it. And I feel like every time I turn it on there, he's making plays. He's just a guy I have up there. That's the elite group for you. For me, anyway.
I mean, Wilson's good. I like him. I wouldn't put him elite.
Like, not to get too stat heavy, but like his touchdown interception ratio is not what you would see out of an elite run.
I'd agree. That's one of the main reasons I wouldn't put him up there.
Yeah.
He threw 11 interceptions with 21 touchdowns. I mean,
So
it doesn't scream elite to me, but
yeah, it doesn't. I'm not gonna sit here and make a case for Wilson, but he didn't have a very good running game last year, so I feel like he was trying to force stuff a little more than what he's used to. Because if you look at the year before, he had like a major, major year.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a monster year. And he had a good running game. So, I mean. Yeah.
Just to let everybody know, you were doing this podcast in a Russell Wilson jersey. Though, right now. No, Wilson's good. There's always going to be disagreements. But, I mean, that's basically our elite group. So
yeah, that's our elite group. The next group that I have is, I labeled it above average. I don't know what y'all labeled it.
Yeah, I did very good. And Chris did.
I did great.
Great.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just the second tier
of
NFL quarterbacks.
Tier two.
To kick off that, I had Cam Newton. He kind of had a down year last year.
Oh, God.
That's another one I don't agree with, man.
Yeah.
I've got him in my good to average group. He's my next guy.
He just had a bad year. I mean,
but he's only had one big year, though, in his career. I thought he was okay coming up. He had a monster year where he was about to hit this group. And then he was brutal. He was in the 70s.
Yeah.
Quarterback ranking, I think he was under 80, which is like he was one of the lowest guys when I looked it up. Newton was a 75.8 quarterback rating in 19-14 in touchdown interception ratio. And his team was brutal
after being really strong the year before.
But he could be. Last year, I mean, you know, on 1 year performance 2 years ago, not last year, you definitely could put him there. But I just thought it was so bad last year. Coming off a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And really, that was the first year I really started buying into Newton. Yeah. Like, oh, this guy's living up to.
I mean, we discussed, I mean, briefly before this podcast. I mean, if Newton kind of replicated, not necessarily replicated, but put up another solid season, maybe a step down from what he did the year before, you would almost think to put him in the great quarterbacks, even maybe tempted to put him in the elite.
If he had 2 years like he did the year they took him to the Super Bowl, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's almost like, I know it's not as consistent as Breeze. That's just kind of that.
You're giving him equity for the Super Bowl.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's a good quarterback. It's hard to win a Super Bowl with an average quarterback. He didn't win, obviously, but he got there and it put up a pretty good fight. So, I mean.
He hadn't been the same since Von Miller, but yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't. You're right.
Yeah. Who y'all got? Kidding. I got Derek Carr.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
From the Raiders' big year, his arc of his career seems good. He's got Amari Cooper. He seems to be like better and better and better every year, and he's still pretty young. How many years has Carr been in the league?
I think
three or four. He's still pretty young. I put Carr in there. Did you have Carr, Chris?
I had Russell Wilson and Ben, and then I had Derek Carr. All of this group, but he was my next guy that we haven't covered.
Yeah, I had Roethlisberger in this group. I had Wilson in this group. I had Luck in this group. So that's some of the ones we've already covered. Yeah, either one of you have any one that's like a wild card?
I had Dak Prescott.
I did too.
I had Dak. Yeah,
he's just great rookie year, man. He played great. He's super poised. Almost a 105 QB rating as a rookie.
That's ridiculous. He did have the best running game in the whole entire league, though.
And the best offensive line.
Yeah.
Well, some people say the Titans are the best offensive line, but I know what you're saying. He's got right there. As good as anybody in the offensive line. Yeah, Prescott, I mean, it's almost – Prescott had one of those years to me that's almost too – like, he won't come back and do that again next year. I mean, but you really can't say that. I mean, just in the sense of you're always playing the averages. Like, he throws 23 touchdowns and 4 interceptions as a rookie. I mean, I thought he was great. I thought Prescott played great last year.
Oh, yeah, me too,
If he can do that again, he's obviously going to be in that group.
If he doesn't hit like a sophomore slump, like many quarterbacks do now.
You almost feel like that good of a rookie, you almost have to come to earth a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But he might not. I mean, he didn't show any weakness last year to me.
Yeah.
No, I mean, it seemed like the better teams they played, the better he did.
Oh, yeah, he was for sure good down the stretch. Another guy I had in there, I don't know if you guys have him, Jameis Winston.
I don't have Jameis.
Jameis Winston.
You love the scramblers, man.
Jameis Winston. He's not even really a scrambler.
Free shoes, Winston. No. He's
give me some crab legs, Winston.
Crab legs, Winston.
He's not as good as Mariota. I think he's probably at the bottom of the group.
We're talking about the second tier.
No.
You have a bigger second tier than me.
We're on the second tier, not the third.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Well, what I'm saying is...
Miss tiers here?
I think Winston is probably at the bottom of that.
Your second tier continues to go. Yeah, I only had 5 guys in my second tier, so that's why.
I had like 6 or 7.
Okay, that's why.
I had 7 in mine.
So he's at the bottom of that for sure. Like, he just made it. I just think he's another guy that I don't like him personally. I can't stand him. Anybody that knows me will know that I'm not a Winston, like, I'm not going to sit here and support him, but I just think that his play, I mean, he's got just that, I guess, swagger.
He has some of the intangibles, but 86.1 QB rating is not that strong. 28-18 is not terrible for a second-year guy, but 18 is pretty high, man.
Yeah, it's high.
That was second in the league, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's as I look over it, Rivers had the most with 21?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's, he just seems to throw into coverage and make mistakes, but he makes big plays. He's a feast or famine style quarterback.
And let's be honest, he had better receivers than Rivers did. I mean, Mike Evans is top five receiver in the league.
Yeah. Who y'all got?
That's all for my group, remember?
I've got a couple more. I mean, I've got Kirk Cousins in there.
He's close. I mean, he had a good quarterback rating. He's kind of close to there. I could see that. That makes sense.
I mean,
hate to agree with you. I had him, you know, it's not real.
I had Cousins as a tweener. That's literally what I wrote down. I put like he's between the average and above average.
Yeah, right there on that spot.
I don't see him. I don't know if it's the team. I just don't see. He's not winning enough games for me. Almost. I can't put him up there yet.
Well, yeah, I had him in the third tier, but I definitely think he's like an upper third tier.
Oh yeah, he's slinging the ball around good. I mean, he's pretty accurate. Yeah. He's not bad.
Chris said he threw for 4,900 yards last year. That's not bad. You know, I mean, he's done for almost 5,000 yards, but. You know, for me, yards is a little overrated category. A lot of times, 20-20 throwing the ball around. But, you know, if you can throw it in the end zone without throwing the interceptions. But for me, so who else
did you guys have?
I've also got Matt Stafford in there.
I have Stafford.
And, I mean, he was, number 9 Pro Football Focus?
Yep. And he's got a lot of talent. And man, he's
slinging. If you look at his year-to-year stats, he's so consistent.
He's consistent, yeah.
I mean, he consistently gets, 4,300 yards.
I feel like if that team had a running game, dude, they'd be, pretty solid.
Yeah, he can sling it, man. He's big with a big arm. I think he's, to me, stands out as, one of the most talented, pure, just arm strength, gunslinger, tall, prototypical sling it around quarterback. So I can see that. I mean, Stafford's good. I put him at the upper of the third tier, but yeah.
What really made me put him there is just he's cut his interceptions over the last few years. You know, he was typically a guy through between 15 and 18.
Yeah, only through 10 last year.
Yeah, last year through 10. The year before that, I think 13.
Yeah, that's not. I mean, Stafford's really good. I mean, it gets tough to kind of choose some of these guys and when you get in the middle of the league.
And again, last year didn't have Megatron.
Yeah, so. I know, Megatron being done.
And, I remember last year they were going into the season, thinking what is this receiving core going to look like? Is Stafford going to fall off? And, he had probably one of his, better seasons.
Yeah, I agree. Another guy I had, but I had this guy as a tweener also, Eli Manning.
The hardest guy to rank to me of all the quarterbacks is Eli Manning.
I don't even know.
He'll be incredible. He'll win them a lot of games, lose them games. He's won 2 Super Bowls.
And then he'll throw
brutal years where he throws really high interceptions. Last year, 26-16, and only an 86 quarterback ranking. Pro Football Focus had him 27th in the league. But he's had years where you think he's an elite quarterback, and he's the hardest guy to rank. I thought about not ranking him at the end, Eli Manning, because he's somewhere. I mean,
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
I had him as a tweener. I didn't know where to put him. I mean,
got Odell Beckham, so he's got a big time receiver.
He can be in any of the 3 average, above average elite. Yep. I mean, he could
on any week.
Yep. So it's just it's a different animal with Eli talking about him. What about the next tier?
The next tier is where we get into, obviously, the guy we're going to talk about a lot today, which is the whole purpose of the program.
Right.
Is Marcus Mariota. I put Mariota probably in the upper area of that third group to me.
I agree.
His arc's good. 26-9 is pretty strong for second year quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
I thought the first year in the league he was pretty brutal down the field.
Yeah.
And last year
he improved
much
that.
Better, noticeably. I know there's a lot of hard stats on that I don't have in front of me, but he much better. I mean, his rookie year I really worried. This guy underneath is really good for
rookie. Yeah, it wasn't
accurate, but he cannot throw down the field. But it's just,
Yeah, he couldn't throw down the field. I have a weird kind of stat for Mariota, and it's he's 6-1. Well, the team is 6-1 when Mariota completes 65% of his passes. So when he doesn't complete 65%, anything under 65, last year they were 3-6, and that's not.
Yeah, that's sort of a tough stat, though, to know exactly how to take, though. I mean, I guess it's saying, 65 is sort of like a benchmark for good accuracy in a game. But, I mean, Mariota to me, I like his underneath stuff. I've always liked his kind of intermediate underneath stuff. And then last year down the field, he gets a first-round draft pick. We brought the slot receiver into the third round. So it's like his arc, everything tells me if his ankle's good, Mariota should be real solid this year.
Yeah,
he's got a good offensive line. He's got a running game that protects him some. I don't like the way that he's fast and could run in college, but when you see him in the NFL, he's not a natural runner.
Yeah.
He's just not a natural. He can do it, but he's not a natural. Some guys, if I say the name Vince Young, it's lightning's going to strike down all Titans fans. But Vince was a natural runner. Now, obviously, he had so many things he didn't do well.
Right.
But I like Mariota, and I think he's still got,
Some of his college game, though, like the hurry up, it kind of it translated last year, kind of. And we were the best team in 2 minute situations.
I like him in that.
Yeah, he was
just passing the ball though. He's a pocket. He throws in the pocket well.
We had 9 touchdowns last year in 2 minute drills. Led the league by two touchdowns.
I like him in that. I actually think when they hurry up and spread it out and shotgun it, he's good at that. But then it takes away a little bit of what we want to do in the power game, and it's kind of, you know, it changes it. It's like we've been between that to me the last, you know, last year and some of the first year.
Even. And the quick thing kind of goes along with that. When he gets the ball out quick. When he gets the ball out 2.5 seconds or less, last year his quarterback rating was 103.6 with 13 touchdowns and 1 pick.
So the quick game.
The quick game is kind of what he thrives in, even though the Titans like to slow it down a little bit.
To be top level, though, you got to do a lot more than the quick game. The quick game is a little bit more protected, but he's good at it. Some quarterbacks are not as good at it. He's accurate underneath and he makes quick decisions. I thought for a second-year quarterback, very good at that. You know what I mean? Just like I say, his down the field got better. His receiving core could get better. There's no reason Mariota shouldn't have a good year this year.
Yeah, where he's most dangerous is in the red zone.
Yeah.
You know, little stat I picked up, 31 passing touchdowns and nary an interception in the red zone.
I've seen that on games. In his career. I knew zero. That's unbelievable if you think about it.
He's led the league for 2 years in a row. He's very good in the red zone.
Do y'all have his passer rating last year?
Oh, yeah, he's 95.6 quarterback rating.
Well, that swells to a 116.3 in the red zone, and that's the best in the league since 2015.
Yeah, see, I always see – I mean, like I say, his decision-making, his demeanor, I really like that about Mariota a lot. I mean, I think Mariota showed me more down the field, which is my biggest question.
I don't have a down-the-field stat. I wish
there on the web, though.
But, his rookie year, to be honest, somebody run a go route, and he didn't have the greatest receivers. He'd throw it 5 yards short over the wrong shoulder. I mean, that happened a lot of times his rookie year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Something that made you go like, would that slip out of his hands? Last year, totally different ball game. Hit guys down the field much better. Mariota made some really good strides, I thought, last year. So if he can do it this year,
for a second year quarterback, too.
Yeah, that's what I mean. His arc is just better and better. And you know,
you see a lot of guys in that second year, like we talked about earlier, that kind of Dak might drop off this year. I'm not saying he's going to, but he might. Mariota actually improved, and like the arc, his arc is just going is going up.
It'd be interesting to. I should have done this before the podcast, but if you compared his second year to a lot of other guys' second year, I bet his second year was as good as a lot of the guys like the Matt Ryan.
Oh yeah,
I'd love to see what his second year looked like compared to Ryan. I don't, you know, that's kind of talking off the top of my head. I don't know the exact numbers, but I thought his second year was good, and he's got guys around him that have the opportunity to protect him a little bit, not just physically protect him, but they can lean on the running game. They don't have to be all Mariota all the time.
Right,
and he can kind of grow. It's not one of those Luck, which Luck to me doesn't have.
Oh yeah, they got weapons and they're adding more.
Yeah,
as, got like,
the,
every day
the crutch of the run game. You lean on that run game, power on the offensive line. Now, we don't want to talk about the defense, but they can lean on the run game, you know what I mean?
And oh, yeah.
So, Mariota's in a good spot. I mean, really, Mariota's in a really good spot to develop for his career.
Yeah,
I think.
He should for sure improve. Even over last year, I think this year, they added more weapons, like I said, drafted the receivers.
So you know, we use Pro Football Focus a lot. They weren't very kind to Mariota.
I know, and that's the one. That's so, really the only thing I found that didn't impress me when I really looked at – just gave a quick look at Mariota. You know, I know we all know a lot of the stuff. Pro Football Focus was not real big on Mariota. 24 out of, I guess, 32, you know, starting quarterbacks per se. It's not that good, but everything – I mean, we went 9-7. He showed big-time growth. He struggled that last game where he broke his ankle, or the next to last game, I guess.
What goes into that factor of the – Pro Football Focus ranking, do y'all know exactly?
I think they break down tape and like see guys if he made the right read. I think they go into that in Pro Football Focus,
oh, really?
Correct? Yeah, I think they go into really in depth in the tape. But again, I like Pro Football Focus, so I will use the rankings now for sure. But, you know, a lot of those guys, you know, they're working for Pro Football Focus, you know, not an NFL team.
Yeah, right.
But I mean, just not to knock the rankings, I like the ranking, I use the ranking some. But they weren't that kind to him. I was surprised by that. His quarterback ranking was good. Touchdown interception rank was good. We had a winning year with no standout receiver. None of our receivers they think much of at all, except for
Rashard
Walker.
Matthews.
I mean, Matthews okay, but Walker's the tight end they think decent of.
Matthews came on at the end of the year.
No, Matthews did well, but I mean, I'm talking about like an upper level. We don't have a, you know, Antonio Brown or those kind of guys or Odell Beckham, and he still put up pretty good numbers on a winning team. They ran the – I don't know. I thought Mariota had a very solid second year.
Well, yeah. What kills me, though, about Pro Football Focus is like you have Mariota – and then you have the guy that he's always going to be compared to, Jameis Winston, was like 4 spots ahead of him. I mean, I think that Mariota
and
Jameis'
numbers were ridiculously.
I know.
Jameis threw 18 interceptions, and I mean, he's got a better receiving core, And
I'm assuming their offensive line. Yeah, the offensive line protection. I don't watch a lot of Tampa Bay, but I know our offensive lines.
I feel like he gets sacked a lot more, don't he? I mean,
Winston's
considerably more.
I haven't looked at all the stats, but I'm guessing they break down the film pretty in detail. But it doesn't mean they're totally right, because if they could come out with a ranking, they would be, would be doing something different. But they do, they do their opinions of how they see the game film, I guess. So
I'm going to do some harder research just to see. In the next podcast, I'll let you know about how exactly they get that ranking. I need to do that also.
I actually just became a member of the site recently. I mean, I know the site and read about it. I was like, hey, we're doing this podcast, of course.
I mean, they had like Matt Barkley and Cody Kessler above Mariota. I just don't see that.
Well, I think it's also a sample size.
Yeah, sample size is small.
They didn't play.
And Kessler played very little and played well in a very small sample size, right?
Yeah.
And Kessler, didn't he have to throw something like 6 touchdowns and no interceptions? Seems like that's Kessler. I can't say for sure. Like 6 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and he had a 92.3 quarterback ranking. Still lower than Mariota's, and it's such a small sample size. I mean, but again, that's... I don't agree. They had Wentz higher, and Wentz, I mean, this is what's interesting. Wentz threw 16 touchdowns at 14 interceptions, not to skip ahead. 79.3 passer rating. It's pretty brutal.
Yeah.
Started off strong and then fell apart, and they still had him higher Mariota. So, like you said, they weren't real kind on Mariota. But yeah.
I'm not real sure why, though.
Yeah, so
we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
The next, y'all another quarterback?
I put Rivers in that group.
Yeah.
I did too.
He's been consistent for a long time, man. He's another guy that actually I thought could be an above average that kind of just in the last couple of years dropped a little
bit. He'll beat you too, though. He'll beat, his own team some. He led the league in interceptions at 21.
Yeah.
He beats
the Titans.
He's kind of like a Manning, though. He's kind of like a Manning.
I was about to say, he kind of reminds me of Manning.
Yeah, him and Manning were the two top. Manning was the top toughest guy for me to rank. Rivers was number two. Rivers is tough. I mean, he's got that kind of attitude he plays with, but man, he forces the ball some.
It's a fire.
There have been years where he's a great quarterback.
Yeah, I mean,
he's in that next the tier up.
Yeah, I agree. He's got the interceptions bother me with Rivers. He definitely turns the ball over.
But he consistently beats the Titans. He really does. I don't know the last time we beat the Chargers.
I get a feeling things are changing a little bit.
Oh, yeah, me too, me too. I just feel like last year we had him down and then just...
Well, I mean, if Williamson could stop Gates.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's like I say, that's a totally different ball game. Yeah, when we go over to the other side of the ball, I think it's worth. But, yeah, this group for me is really big.
I mean, I got mine too. I have the next guy. Well, I didn't rank him in an exact order.
Yeah, of course.
But I had Joe Flacco.
Yep, I had Flacco.
I got him right there at the very end of it.
Yeah, and I mean, really, we can go through some of those guys if y'all want to, because this group's such a big one, and to go through each guy. But I had Bradford, I had Winston. Bradford. We already talked about.
Now Bradford's a one because I actually
me and Anthony had a little argument about this.
Yeah, I didn't like.
He hit him in the garbage.
I did, but I didn't realize how good of a year he had.
Yeah, he had a good year.
He had a good year. So I mean,
he led the league with like completion percentage like 72%.
20 touchdown, 5 picks, 99.3 quarterback rating. Yeah. I mean, he had a good year. I still put him there because he's always been injured. He seems to constantly get injured. Not as much obviously last year, but he's had injury problems. But he's solid for them. He's a guy though that for some reason I don't have supreme confidence.
Me neither. I couldn't when I thought of Bradford, I put him in the garbage group. I mean, the not good or below average, whatever you want to call it. But I just didn't realize how good of a season he had last year. Another guy I had was Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, Taylor's solid. Taylor is a guy that
kind of surprised you a little bit, too.
Yeah, up and down, and he's a really good runner. He can really move in the pocket.
I just don't know why they're not sold on him. Like, I feel like every time that he does good or whatever, they, over the offseason, they were talking about drafting a quarterback or replacing him. I just don't know why.
They won't commit to him long-term either.
Yeah, seems to me, though, his inconsistency worries him a little bit. He has some, he's a little inconsistent. But, I mean, Taylor is a guy that does surprise you. Sometimes you watch him, you go, Taylor's pretty darn good.
Every year he's throwing to, garbage receivers, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got Sammy Watkins, who's supposed to be this great receiver, but he's never on the field. So, I mean, he's throwing to guys was it Woods?
Robert Woods, he's gone now, though, I think.
Yeah, he is gone. He went to the Rams. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's just a bunch of like no-namers.
Yeah.
What about Andy Dalton?
You got to put him in there. To me, he's got AJ Green.
I just feel like
he's
got some weapons. I feel like he could be better. Like,
yeah, he's got some guys around him.
He's got a bunch of weapons, and he's just like
solid. He's just a solid quarterback. Yeah. He I always use him as an example as like the benchmark of
average
solid. Yeah. Not bad. You can win games. You can make the playoffs with Andy Dalton if your team's built around him. He's not going to carry you a lot. It'd be interesting to see if he went switch place with a quarterback that didn't have AJ Green and guys like that. You know?
Yeah.
So.
Dalton's a guy. Hey.
Yeah, I think he's solid.
If he was on the open market, you would see plenty of teams, you know, knocking on his door.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, especially the teams that have other stuff built around him. Right. So.
You mentioned Carson Wentz. I had him in this group. And it's mainly just because of his upside.
Yeah, upside. I thought about that.
That's what I had, yeah. I had Wentz in here.
I was tempted to put him in, but, like, when I think of him, I don't really think of him as a below average, and that was, like, my next tier down. You know, it's real early in his career. Yeah. You really can't tell.
He started off last year, dude. Like, I mean,
yeah, that's
super good.
And then he fell off a cliff. He almost threw as many interceptions as a touchdown. He had an under 80 quarterback ranking. I got to put him in the garbage category for now. He can get out of that. But he just, to start out so good, everybody thought this guy, and that's not to say that he can. I'm not saying he's garbage. Obviously, yeah. I'm kind of kidding. But he's just, at this point, I got to put him in that rest of the group for me, like the bottom group. I'll call it the rest.
Not garbage. Yeah, I got you.
I just jokingly say that. But what about guys like Alex Smith? He seems the ultimate in the average, in the middle
dude,
category.
Dude, he's the ultimate average guy.
Yeah, he's okay.
Chris, what do you think about that?
I put him in below average, but I was tempted to put him in the good to average. I just didn't have very many quarterbacks in the below average tier, and he was one of the ones
I got several, actually.
He's the ultimate game manager,
yeah,
I think. He doesn't turn the ball over a whole lot. He's like, he just manages the game. He only threw like 15 touchdowns last year.
Yeah, he only threw 15. And he 91 quarterback rating, which is solid. Only threw 8 picks, but he's the ultimate game manager. I put Tannehill in this group.
I had Tannehill, yeah.
He's solid. You know, he's not ever able to get over the hump. I mean, to me, he gets up to that. I also put Carson Palmer in this group.
I had Palmer in there. He's got good receivers out there. Larry Fitz is like one of the best.
Last year, if we were doing it, you know, at this time last year, would you have him in closer towards the great quarterbacks?
Oh, you mean for the year he had 2 years ago?
Yeah,
he would have been more up. But last year, in his age, he seems like he's, you know, aging a little bit. So is Fitzgerald. And, you know, I kind of look at him in that. And that's all I had in that group.
Well, Fitzgerald's aging, but I mean, it's hard to tell.
No, I mean, he's still very good. I just mean the level that sooner or later you drop off. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's all I had in that group.
And then you got the
rest. Did you have anybody, Chris?
That's it. I mean, I also put Cam Newton in this group.
I did also, too. I mentioned it earlier just because I didn't want to get it to his heat. We got into Newton. But, yeah, I put Newton in that group, too.
Yeah. And then we got the rest of the guys. I mean, you got either Denver quarterback, Paxton Lynch, Simeon.
Simeon's going to be their guy initially, I would think. He threw 18 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. He's young. But it could end up being, if they struggle, they could go with Lynch. Well, but I put him in there. I put Simeon down there.
Well, I mean, that's going to be a trend with this group. You got to have a lot of this quarterback / this quarterback.
Yeah, I put Bortles in this group.
Bortles, yeah.
Even, let's not get into it. Man,
well, Bortles was pretty horrible last year, but he did light us.
I know, half his touchdowns came against us. It looked like not really, but
Jared Goff.
Goff,
I just don't even see he. Him
he's
having
probably
an
the worst.
Upside.
G for
probably,
garbage. Yeah. I mean, Goff was. I love Goff because he got us that great deal.
they took.
I mean, I have a soft spot for him because he got us a great 2 first round picks.
But dude, last year he just looked like he was just out there, just like a chicken with his head cut off, just throwing the ball.
Him and Brock Osweiler for the worst quarterback in the league. They're
Goff was they're 5 touchdowns, 7 picks, 63.6 rating. He was a rookie, 33rd by Pro Football Focus. He was just terrible. That's, I mean, and I put Hoyer in there, even though Hoyer threw 6 touchdowns, 6 picks. 6 touchdowns, no picks, and had a 98 rating on a small sample size. But we've seen enough of him to know he's not that good.
Yeah, Hoyer.
Yeah, Hoyer. Y'all put him in there, right?
I've got him in there. Yeah. I mean, I don't really like Hoyer, but I do think that he's going to be one of the better quarterbacks that the Niners have had.
Yeah, I mean, he's the kind of guy that to me would be like a really good backup quarterback for you. Like if you had Hoyer as a backup, you'd be like, oh man, really good backup. It's a starter.
Well, that's what he's been most of his career.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Right. Yeah, and then you know, obviously you got Kessler.
I got in parentheses any Jets quarterback.
Well, who are they looking to start to start?
I mean, you got like
Josh McCown.
McCown and then Hackenberg. Yeah.
Hackenberg. Yeah. I mean,
it'll be I got McCown / Hackenberg, just like I got Glennon / Trubinsky.
Yeah.
Which you don't know, and then right. You also got Savage / Watson for Houston.
Right.
Which it's going to be Watson at some point, right?
Oh, for sure.
Those are all, I think we all would have those guys. And we don't want to spend a ton of time on the rest because, again,
yeah,
you know, or the bottom tier because, whew, it's pretty brutal when you look
it's
at the list.
It's not fun to talk about.
Yeah, but, but I mean, I don't know what everybody else thinks about Mariota, but I think overall in the league, for all of us to agree somewhat, Mariota's in the middle of the league. But on his way up.
Maybe even like the upper middle.
Maybe upper middle, but on his way up. Though. Yeah. See, only his second year is not a bad spot to be in the middle. You know, you see some of these guys in their second year, they're in the rest category, and people still think they could be good, you know?
Right.
Down the road, maybe. But I think for where he's at, he's in, you know, he's in that middle spot. I know Anthony's worried about his injuries. Well,
I am worried about his injuries.
You know, a lot of the guys he's in that same tier with are older guys. They're going to eventually be falling off even a little bit more. You know, Carson Palmer and let's see, Joe Flacco, Eli Manning, Phillip Rivers, all those guys are kind of like getting older.
Yeah.
He's going to vault past those guys.
Oh, yeah. And like John said, we've had this discussion before off this podcast. I worry about his injuries just because it's every time he gets injured, it's like for a long period of time. I mean, I know the last one was at the end of the year, but it was still a severe injury.
Yeah. I don't know. The injury thing's a tough one, you know. So, you know, it's tough to say. Yeah. So.
Yeah. I just don't want him to keep getting injured, and then us having to deal with a backup quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not. I don't consider him injury prone yet. Honestly, I still give him. It's almost like I look at his one more injury away from you start worrying, like you had said about he's injury prone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like he's one away from being. But right now, I feel good about where Mariota's at. Like over on his career, if he stays healthy, I personally don't ever see him getting in the elite category, but I think he's got a chance to be in that second tier in the future. That's the way I look at him. I just don't see him being an elite guy. You know, I still think he's down the field throwing.
Well, elite
to be
being
elite.
Like top five
quarterback. Top five quarterback, yeah. Which that's not knocking.
I could see him being top 10 though, for sure.
Yeah, maybe. Yes, okay. That's what I'm saying. Top 10 would, my, you know, 11 guys were in the top two tiers for me. So yeah, the top 11, I think he could get in my, you know, ranking. I could see him get there down the road. It's just, I don't ever see him being that top group, but if he stays healthy and we keep surrounding him with guys, it seems like that's growing. I think he could get in the second group.
Last year, another thing that he improved on was his fumbles. I know the first year he had like 12 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't know the exact number. I know he had over 10. Last year he only had 4. So it's another big step that he's taken. He's improving his ball handling.
His efficiency too. I mean, just
is what up. What do y'all
think? Well, I mean, I still want to talk a little bit more about Mariota. That just, I don't know. Like I say, I feel good about where Mariota's at, but I'm not sure. You know, he holds on the ball, but it's almost like I expected him to, like, run out of the pocket really quick as a runner a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he really didn't do that. He's the opposite of that. He actually holds the ball in the pocket and sits there and waits. And I think that's one of the reasons for his fumbling. That's why I don't feel he's a natural in the pocket, like moving and stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
He throws the ball. He's really like a non-runner, really. The way he plays like he's really slow.
Yeah.
He's not like a back in the sandlot style quarterback. Like I say, I brought up Vince Young. That's the one thing I liked about Vince. He was kind of that, but of course Mariota's better than virtually everything else.
You say right now he's not really injury prone, but both of his injuries have been to his legs.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think you would like to see him maybe stay in the pocket a little bit more and not run?
No, I'm not saying he should run. I just mean sometimes he holds on the ball and didn't move. I'd like to see him be Aaron Rodgers in the pocket, where he doesn't necessarily run a ton, but he moves around and has a better feel. That's just one of my criticisms. But like Russell Wilson and Rodgers have such a great feel. They can move around, slide around. I don't see that for Mariota. That's one thing. I don't think he'll get way better at that. A little bit.
That's almost like an instant thing.
Exactly.
Natural, yeah.
Like if you watch college football, a guy like Josh Dobbs.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, he has a great feel. He understands where guys are coming. He feels it. But again, Mariota's, you know, I think he's going to be more of a pocket guy. And that's fine. I mean, I still think Mariota, like I said, could get to the second tier for sure. So
yeah.
I feel good about Mariota.
Yeah. I mean, I feel good about him too. Like I said, I worry about the injuries. I don't know if I'm the only one on that, but I do. But I don't. That doesn't make me knock him. I just feel like if he keeps getting injured, something.
Yeah, he's one away from everybody starting to worry a lot.
Right, right, right. I think that might wrap it up for this
quarterback debate.
Quarterback debate.
If anybody has any disagreements or something, you know, send in.
Yeah, let us know
some questions or comments. You know, or you can comment in the review section, you know. That's a great place to write comments.
Comment in the review section. Mention us on Twitter. Anything. You can even email us, thepostroute17@gmail.com. We'll accept emails, too. We really want reviews. We really want mentions on Twitter. You can even look us up on Facebook. Just look the Post Route. We're the first one that pops up. Click that, comment, like, anything like that, share.
We are officially, I found out, the number one Tennessee Titan podcast on iTunes, so...
Yeah.
So that's good. I mean, you can't go much higher than number one. So,
right.
Just send us comments, questions, reviews. If you hate us, send a review. I mean, have some fun with it. But that's all I got on the quarterbacks.
So let's know. Yeah, that's me too. What about you, Chris?
Just check out the website also.
Oh, the website, yeah.
We might have a couple of things coming up there in the future. Just some surprises on there.
Oh, yeah. We need to one day maybe do a vlog from the game, of game day. Yeah. That'd be fun.
Vlog as in, is that video?
Yeah, video blog.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Vlog. We're just, you know, I'm not here. We just, you know, us go to the game and, you know, watch us acting like morons at the games.
Yeah, something like that. That's fine with me.
That sounds like maybe something like that on the website down the road.
So I guess that's going to wrap it up for us today, guys. Tune in next week. I'm not sure exactly what we're going to talk about next week, but we'll have something good for you.
Yeah.
Anything? You got anything, Chris?
No, man. Until next week, just keep the flags up.
Yes, sir. Move them trash cans. Tighten up.